Well, my dear friends, here we are continuing with our happiness connection to health. Building upon our last segment, continue in this reclined position, or if you're not already in a reclined position, go ahead and get comfortable. You can even get on your bed, on your sofa, or on the floor on your yoga mat, but go ahead and put some pillows or a folded blanket under your shoulder blades, and then a bolster or a pillow under your neck, under your head. So your head is above your heart, your heart is above your hips, and then your legs can be extended or a bolster under the knees. You may even want to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor or on your bed. So wiggle around, wiggle your shoulder blades, get them flat. Even if you've been in this position for a while, take some time to reposition. You recall our last session, we ended with one hand on the heart or sternum and the other hand on our diaphragm or just above the belly button, there at the base of the ribs, floating between the floating ribs. And we were visualizing our story. So we're going to stay with that story. That's one story, our story of the cabin in the northern part of the world, densely forested treed forest. And you've arrived by been dropped off by a helicopter, so you have everything you need. And you're by the hearth inside your cabin. You're not hungry. You're not thirsty. You're not overly sleepy. You're just relaxed, comfortable by the fireplace. So this is the story we're going to stay with. And what I want you to do is to get comfortable and listen to my voice, the background music, and any ambient sounds in your world, in your room where you are. Just let them come in and try not to let your mind be distracted by anything you hear, and certainly not by any thoughts inside your mind. You shouldn't be checking off a to-do list or thinking of what you're going to do next or what you had to do in the past. So for these 10 minutes, you're right here, right now. Start to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Many of you tell me that you were surprised that you were a mouth breather. You didn't realize it. Breathe in through the nose. And then as you began to practice these meditations with me, you began to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, and noticed that just that small change had a great benefit to your well-being. In an earlier session, we talked about babies breathing. They breathe a lot faster than we do. Their lungs are a lot smaller, but they do belly breathing. The belly rises and falls. So allow your belly, the wall of your belly, to relax so that it can easily open up and close. Think of the muscle fibers lubricated, sliding, allowing the muscles to expand, and then maybe pulling that belly button in and up so that you can get out a deeper exhale. And just playing with the breath work, where you lengthen the inhale relative to the exhale, and the other way around, quicken the inhale and lengthen the exhale. And if you can truly visualize yourself alone in the cabin in the middle of hundreds of acres of densely treed forests, no sound can be heard by any human for hundreds of miles, you're free to make all the noise you want. So, but if you're at home with loved ones and you're not isolated in a soundproof room. You might want to get permission from your housemates so they don't start knocking on the door and wondering if you're okay when they hear you moan and groan. But enjoy your moaning and groaning if that is happening naturally for you. If not out loud, just in your mind, hear yourself yawn, stretch. So looking at the beginning of life instead of the middle and the end, the medical profession has figured out that babies need to be cuddled, they need to be held, they need to be touched, and in fact they'll literally die if they aren't. Now this was sadly discovered about 80 years ago or more during all the orphan children at the end of World War II, the different famines that were happening in Europe, and the parents and the soldiers, the families that were killed, and there were so many infants that died soon after. Over the years, when these children were brought into orphanages, they were marked as 100% not surviving. But the discovery was made that even in the worst cases, if these babies were picked up and held, then miraculously they often survived. And you know, fast forward to today, and we know for a fact that children thrive. They gain weight faster the more they are stroked. Even premature babies that are placed in an incubator, we still make sure we go in and touch and stroke those children inside the incubators. They have fewer complications, and the babies that are not held and stroked suffer. This doesn't end with babies. This continues throughout our life. The most obvious symptom of this lack of touch is physical depression or depression. Depression is very dangerous for our brain because it affects the brain chemicals. Not only does depression lower the levels of the good chemicals, but they'll raise the sadness chemicals and depress our immune system. So a person can really develop an illness simply by being depressed. So another thing we know is that as we age, reasons for depression and illness are more likely. Okay, this goes back to the way we think about our situation, which is why we're spending time here developing our storytelling skills, because we want to be able to tell ourselves a story that allows us to feel safe, supported, loved, and cuddled, right? So you'll notice that I have you placing your hands on your abdomen or on your sternum or on your heart, right? Giving yourself a hug, which is different than you might get in some meditation or yoga classes where you simply have the hands out by your side, palms turned up. Now the palms turned up is very good for rotating the shoulders and stretching across the upper chest, which opens up the breath. So it serves a useful purpose. But for our purposes, because we know that happiness is so key to health, I have you bend your elbows and place your palms down on your abdomen. The benefits of self-touch are nearly equal with being touched by someone else, okay? So you can always have your own touch available to you, and then through your imagination and your story, self-storytelling, you can imagine that you are being cuddled by someone that loves you unconditionally. You can imagine that you are being patted or touched by a fully loving, accepting caregiver. So these are things that we're going to get into in our course. Well, we're just about there. So we're back in our cabin. You've told yourself this beautiful story. Your eyes are closed. You're breathing comfortably in and out. And your awareness is on your body. Your awareness is on your hand, resting on your abdomen. Maybe one hand is resting higher on the sternum your hearth, or up higher on the heart. You may simply choose to rub your thumb against your fingers if that's more to your liking, and just feel the tactile stimulation of your own fingertips. Or place your hands down lower, maybe on your thighs or your quadriceps, and just pat yourself there. But you want to feel your body breathing warm. Maybe wiggle your toes, rock your knees from side to side, and then start to count your breath. We're going to breathe in slowly to a count of four and exhale to the same count for the equalizing breath. All right, so this is our body's main filtration system. As we're breathing, we're going to breathe in energy, and as we exhale, we're going to exhale tension. All right, so let's begin. Shoulders relaxed, chest open, belly relaxed. Expand the belly, begin the first inhale, and then we'll start exhaling. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, tension. Inhale, energy. Exhale, tension. Inhale, energy. Exhalation. Inhalation. One more minute. Exhale. Draw in energy. Release tension. 30 more seconds. Inhale, rejuvenation. And exhale, anxiety and tension. Two more cycles of breathing deeply in. Exhaling fully. Squeezing out tension. Do that again. Inhale. Nourishment. And exhale the waste products going away, getting rid of toxins. Breathe naturally. Relax your control. Quit counting. And pay attention to what's happening in your belly, your ribs, your neck, your throat, your jaw, your face, your eyes, your ears, your scalp. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your feet, your toes, your knees. Start to move. Release your hands, stretch your fingers. Oh! As you come out of this relaxation session, have gratitude in your heart for another time well spent, resetting, rejuvenating. Remember, breathe life into your life. Have gratitude throughout the day. Stay safe, remain joyful, and continue to build happiness and health in every way. I'm Debbie Tudor, your Inner Ear Yoga Guide. Namaste.